Hello, my friends. Welcome to Congratulations. Crazy, crazy, crazy,
crazy. All right, we are here. God, sometimes I just hear my voice in the microphone and it just sounds like soda. You know what I mean? It just sounds like soda filling up a nice glass on a warm summer day. God damn. And it's the end of summer. We're finishing up summer, so just, you know what I mean? Feel my voice in a nice, tall, beautiful glass with some ice cubes, some square ice cubes just clinking around. I love ice cubes that are perfectly square. And that's it. I don't want to talk about it. I just wanted to mention it and I wanted to move on because that's what I do on this podcast, dude. When I dwell on some shit, you're going to know it, all right? You're going to know it because it's going to go on for 15 minutes. But when I want to just touch and go, when I want to roll off a topic like Barry Sanders to a defender, when I just want to roll off it into the touchdown area, I want to just say, look, here's the deal. I like perfectly square ice cubes, and that's a touchdown, okay? So that's it. We'll leave that one alone. We'll put it to bed now. I've already been talking about it for a minute. Does that mean it's been dragging on for too long secretly? Yes. But does that mean that it wasn't by design? No, it was by design. So oops in your face, right? Okay, now the deal is this episode is, I feel like I'm in the middle here. I feel like I'm in, does he go rip roaring or does he just fucking kind of chill and do a relaxed vibe thing? And I think I'm going to meet in the middle, dude. I'm going to shake hands with the middle of this, man. I'm going to 6 out of 10 it. And I don't mean 6 out of 10 on the goodness. I mean 6 out of 10 in the energy vibe, because 2 episodes ago, I was going fucking yeesh crazy, dude. I was on fucking Mach 11, and people in the comments let me know. They were like, whoa, Chris Lee's going Mach 11. And I was like, yeah, well. But so that's what's up. If you want and if you love the podcast, you could sign up for the Patreon, patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. You get a bunch of extra shit. There's an extra episode and a month, and there's also extended episodes of each episode that comes out on YouTube, and another thing called Review Mode, which is a segment that I do only for Patreon and behind the scenes and all this shit. We do polls, we have fun, we have a Discord, we chat, we do watch-alongs, and it's all good. So what I really wanted to get to is, what's going on? This is something I've thought about for a long time, and I've never really brought it to fruition on this podcast. I've never really decided to really talk about it, because it kind of was a thing in like the late 2000s. It was like this kind of thing hit the world, and then podcasting started, and then this kind of thing got kind of taken. It wasn't really dwelled on when the internet got really popping, right? Like when Vine came out on the scene, your boy exploded. When the internet got involved, your boy exploded. I was .com, you understand? I came out and it was just like, okay, I'll use this internet to my advantage. And I would say this to other comedians, you got to get on the internet. And they'd be like, nah, 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 it ain't about that shit. Nah, 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 I like to do stand-up. Okay, cool. How are they going to come see you if you're not getting on Comedy Central, if you're not getting on fucking whatever it is? How are they going to come see you? Your boy grassrootsed it. Vine, Instagram, you know what I mean? These YouTube kids, everyone was laughing at them, and now, boom, what the fuck? On fire! But what I'm trying to get at is, who and what happened to make Soulja Boy? You know what I'm talking about? Now, me even talking about this is passé. It's like fucking me being like, what's the deal with Razor scooters? Or like, hey, how's George Hamilton get work? That shit is... it's already passed, but it's worth digging up. And I'll tell you why it's worth digging up. Because I keep seeing Soulja Boy on the internet. But what's he doing, dude? Is he rapping? No. He's signing artists, so he's got a label? Where is it? He made a video game console. What happened to it? And he's got a clothing line, I think, probably. Where is it?
But the guy has a following like Jesus Christ. So what happened that Soulja Boy popped off and continues to pop off, right? It's like The Game. You know, The Game was a hot rapper. He wasn't out there just going, you, Superman, that. Oh, he was a hot rapper. That dude had really, real good rhymes. And more than that, he had an attitude, right? When you listened to songs by The Game, you really felt the lifestyle. And even as a white boy, I was like, I kind of identify with that in a weird way. He got me, dude. Hook, line, and sinker. He scooped me up. But Soulja Boy, what do you do? I'm going to Google him actually right now. And this is no hate. But he's always like on an Instagram live joining someone else's being like, nah, fuck y'all. And then it's like, it'll make like fucking rap.com. And it's like, Soulja Boy talk shit to fucking Lil Penis or whatever the fuck everyone's rap, whatever the new guy is, you know. If I write Soulja Boy news, here we go. 23 hours ago, last article. Who's to run my Soulja Boy? Soulja Boy tells Kanye West to apologize to Taylor Swift in Twitter rant. I mean, what the fuck, dude? Let's see what happened here. Here's another one from a day ago. Soulja Boy and Chris Brown furious that Kanye West cut them from Donda. I just, dude, these guys who make their name off of, or who keep their name off of talking shit about the relevant dudes, and I don't mean in a funny way, dude, because then I'd be burying myself. I'm making jokes right now on, I'm not even talking shit about the dudes who are worth taking shots at. I'm talking shit about the dudes who are doing that. That's what this podcast is all about, dude. I'm taking shots at the dudes who are taking shots. But Soulja Boy, dude, if you straight up looked me in my eyes and said, you know how old Soulja Boy is? And I said, no. And then you said, he's 46. I fucking wouldn't blink. I'd be like, yeah, well, okay, that makes sense. Soulja Boy tells Kanye West to apologize to Taylor Swift, the Twitter rant. Is this about way back when? This is about 2009? Is there a more 2009 thing to be doing than fucking to have Soulja Boy tweeting about how Kanye West should apologize to Taylor Swift? Didn't he already apologize? First of all, second of all, she's past that. She's the biggest star in the world. He's the biggest star in the world. And you're Soulja Boy. Your last hit was Kiss Me Through the Phone. And that was in 2009. Or whatever the fuck. Soulja Boy and Chris Brown furious. By the way, we talked about the Donda album on review mode. If you sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/chrisalia. That's the last time I mentioned it on my Patreon. I did it too long. I didn't mean to. But I'm just saying, if you want to hear my thoughts on Donda, that's where it is. Soulja Boy and Chris Brown. This is on Newsweek. Very, very, very goddamn reputable source, if you ask me. Soulja Boy and Chris Brown have both said they were cut from Kanye's new album, Donda. The highly anticipated, much delayed recording finally collaborated Jay-Z, Travis Scott, and controversially, Marilyn Manson. Rapper Soulja Boy, real name DeAndre Cortez, labeled West as a coward for cutting his verse on the track Remote Control. Coward, dude. Coward. Dude. You're not going to put me on your song? No, coward. Okay, that's a coward move. Wow, so insecure, dude. Sensei. Fucking David Brent. David Brent. That's coward a bit, isn't it? Right? You don't put me on the thing? It's coward a bit. Because I speak real. Because I speak wrong, because I'm wrong, right? Dude, it's all fucking, it's so ridiculous. I just want to know, because Soulja Boy did the video games. Soulja, do you remember that? Soulja Boy came out with a video game. Here we go. He released a brand new handheld in 2021, Soulja Boy. Wow. What is Soulja Boy's game console? It's called, according to Retro Dodo, TRDR Pocket, currently being hawked by Soulja Boy, is actually based on the Retroid Pocket, which in turn was cloned by Pow Kitty. I mean, so many made up names. Okay, cool. Done with it. That's hilarious to release a handheld video game and be Soulja Boy. How much is Soulja Boy worth? I got to know this. Soulja Boy, boy net worth. And you know what? This is always all wrong, by the way. Soulja Boy's net worth. How much does he make a year? $7 million. Come on, dude. This year, he earned $7 million in 2016. That was 2016, dude. Who gives a fuck, bro? This is always so wrong. You know what? And if you're, I'm going to pretend like this is a radio show. And if you're just joining in, we're talking about Soulja Boy. Call in the number 1-800-fuckity-bitch. Drake is coming out, or came out, depending on when you listen to this, with a new album. And the fucking artwork is I like the artwork, dude. There's like 40 pregnant chicks on it, but it's the emojis. That guy has such a fucking way of tapping into the mainstream and tapping into what's like, who the fuck thinking about using emojis on your album cover is so not cool. But then when he's just like, fuck it, I used a pregnant ladies, you're just like, damn, that's actually kind of the shit that the world wants right now. You understand? He fucking lets you know this is what the world wants right now. It's not really so much Soulja Boy tell him anymore. It's a little bit more like Drake tell him. But they want the pregnant girls 40 times. They want the pregnant girl emojis 40 times on my motherfucking album cover. And then he did the Nike thing. Is the Nike thing an album? He put out Nike shit with flowers on it. The dude gets really cute with it, dude. He gets really, really cute with it, man. And that's what I admire about Drake, dude. Did you see what happened when Kanye leaked his address and then Drake put the shit on Instagram and he was just smiling all cute with it like someone else was taking the video? He was in his fucking Ferrari or Lambo probably just smiling, doing a selfie, acting like someone else was taking it on the hood of the car while he was driving with the arm hooked over the windshield. But this is Drake just like tee-heeing it up. He was tee-heeing it up and fucking in the T.O. Like someone else was holding the fucking shit on a selfie stick on the front of the grill of the fucking Rari. Oh, come on, Drake. But Drake got cute with it, man. And he was like, if you think that's cute, just wait till the Certified Lover Boy album art comes out. And it's 19 pregnant ladies in an emoji, dude. He's getting real cute with it, dude. You can't knock a motherfucker that gets too cute with it. You can't, dude. Drake smiles cute. You ever see Drake smile? Even in a still picture, you hear him going, he's real cute with it, dude. Everyone throw one shoulder up. Forget it, dude. One time there was a pizza delivery man when I was like, I was probably 16. I was still in high school and my mom and I ordered pizza. It was really cute. My dad was on business and my brother was at his friend's house. And we ordered pizza from Pizza Hut and the guy came and he was like in his 40s and he made some kind of joke. And then he went, and fucking afterwards, I did that to my mom and she laughed every time. Dude, and I still do it to my mom to this day. And I was 16, dude, that was like 24 years ago. And if I call my mom right now and I went, mom, remember the time the pizza guy went, she'd laugh, dude. And that's a mother-son connection. The Pizza Hut delivery guy got cute with it. Drake gets cute with it. Those are memorable motherfuckers, dude. If you want to make an impact, you got to get cute with it. If you're a man, get cute with it, dude. I'm serious. Dude's out there saying, well, you know, if I wear pink, you know, it's cool because I'm actually really in touch with my masculinity. So it doesn't, oh, shut up, bro. You don't know how to get cute with it. Give me all that pink and let me put it on and tee-hee it in the Big Apple. I'll strut around New York with that pink jumpsuit on. Get cute with it. We talk about be more memorable, but get cute with it. That's how you do that. That's a step up. You don't have to do that, but you can do that. Anyway, dude, I didn't mean to go on this fucking rant about getting cute with it and Drake and shit, but the album cover bangs, dude. Okay? It bangs. Now, I don't know if it's going to come, you know, we're talking about this before it came out, so maybe he'll change it like Kanye did. Remember when Kanye had that dope album that looked like fucking it was from a Pink Floyd concert? He was going to release it. He put that out there. We'll show a graphic of it right here, but he put that out there and then he just released the Black Square. You know what I mean? Like maybe it was like a Black Lives Matter thing. I don't think it was because it's so after that. But yeah, that's the album artwork, just darkness. So yeah, Soulja Boy, tell him he needs to get cute with it. Soulja Boy, tell him. These people, man. And me too. I'm in it. You know, it's not just them. I often talk about, hey, it's at somebody, it's them. But, you know, we're all the problem in our own way, dude. I'm not. People say, oh, he's fucking, yeah, he's always making fun of everybody else. And if, first of all, that's comedy. Open the door to it. Okay. But second of all, it's like, dude, I am doing that because it's funny, but also there's problems with me too. Okay. I'm not trying to act like I'm better than anyone. You know what I'm talking about? When I was in high school, I thought it was cool to fucking style my hair like Jason Priestley. I was in New Jersey, and then my dad was like, we got to move to LA. And I was like, cool, let's do it. And I started doing my hair like Luke Perry and walking around. Everyone was fucking making fun of me and laughing. But guess what I did? I still did my hair like that. I walked every day to school, and when I got in, everybody laughed at me. But guess what? Guess who was more Luke Perry than Luke Perry, dude? Your boy in my head. And that's all that matters. I was fucking Luke Perry 90210 in LCHS high school. And I made sure everybody knew it. I made sure everybody knew it. Ah, stupid hair. I go, nah, it's cool, man. And then your boy got real popular with that confidence. He went from the outcast with the hair to the cool dude with the hair. Of course, the hair got lower and I styled it a little bit differently as I got cooler. Because I get affected too. I get affected too. But people are always like, you know, they talk about, you know, life can hit you fast. Life can come at you fast. You know, we all had weird years last year. Oh, we fucking woke up and life hit you fast. Life hit me fast when I got to LA. Life hit me fast when I got to LA and I thought I knew how it was going to be. I was one of the cool kids in sixth grade, moved here. Seventh grade, I was immediately a dork. And life hit me fast. But it's not really that, you know? Life hits you fast, but it's more like you're on your track and life doesn't happen. Life doesn't happen to you, right? People say, hey, life happens. It hits you fast. Life happens. But it's not that it happens to you. You got to let life hop in, dude. You got to be on your track and then life hop on in, right? If life is hitting you fast, if life is happening, because it does, it happens, but bro, be on that track. Come on, life happen. And tee-hee along the way. Throw one shoulder up. One shoulder up for the homies, man. Car full of homies. No chicks. Tee-hee in it, dude. Life hops in. Homie, move over. We're more crowded. You understand me? It's a mentality. That's why when I talk about life rips, I really mean that shit. Life really rips. This shit isn't just a saying, it's a culture. This shit isn't just a saying, it's a cult. That's what I'm telling you, man. So let life hop in and rip with it, dude. Yes, dude! Don't let life hit you. Fuck life, dude.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
It's what it is. I'm a motivational speaker from now on. Yeah, that's it, dude. Period. I'm a motivational speaker from now on. You understand, my baby? That's it. I'm a motivational speaker because here's the deal, dude. Somebody needs to do it. Somebody needs to fucking do it.
You know, I watched this fucking Into the Storm Q thing. This Q Into the Storm. It's Q Into the Storm on HBO Max. And it's just like, it was one of those things that I just didn't want to watch because I knew it was going to be heavy, but Kristen put it on. And I was like, no, come on, babe. And she was like, what? Just give it like 5 minutes. And I was like, I'm already fucked. If you give something like this 5 minutes, I'm all in. You think I can, you think I could turn off a documentary about QAnon? Bro, one time when that documentary Loose Change came out, I was on the floor of my apartment and I just clicked on it. And I'd watch the whole thing on the floor of my apartment. And I was like, God damn, you can't get, dude, when it comes to conspiracy theories or breaking them down or negating them, bro, I am all in. I'm sucked in, dude. I'm sucked in. Forget it. So I watched this Q Into the Storm. It's like 6 episodes. I finished it all in fucking 3 hours, even though they're an hour each. I finished it very quickly, though. It was about how 8chan was created for free speech because, you know, there was a fucking thing that the Gamergate was the first thing that like stood up to quote unquote cancel culture because video games were heavily male populated and the characters were male and they were for men. And then a vocal minority was like, what about the women characters and shit like that? And then Gamergate was like, fuck that. We want our games. They can't fuck with our, you know, gamers. They don't fuck around, dude. If you're near a gamer and you're like, you bring up like Red Dead Redemption, they're like, you know, it just makes me laugh because Rockstar was severely underpaying their, and you're just like, yo, bro, I wanted to be a cowboy and kill a fucking bunch of people. I don't know what you're talking about, dude. It just makes me laugh, you know, because it's like, yeah, so Gamergate was like the thing. I think it was on 4chan, but it was like this thing that was like, fuck this, don't let the women take over video games. And it was highly, extremely sexist, and, you know, it was shitty. And then they, I think something like they went to like limit the posts about it. So it seemed to be like they were saying it was like censorship or something like that. So then they made 8chan. And 8chan was this thing that was like, fuck it, dude. This is free speech. And we're going to fucking die by this sword. Die on this sword of free speech. Free speech. And they made 8chan. And 8chan was just like all of a sudden heavily racist. It was like, oh, good. Nazis were like, finally, we can chat about it, man. We can just talk about these Jews. Nazis were just like, oh, there's 8chan. Cool. Rally up the troops. Come on. Come over to 8chan. We're going to talk about Jews. And people from 8chan would be like, well, you can say whatever you want. It's free speech. That's what America, that's the cornerstone of what America was fucking found on. And it incited violence. And then that's how QAnon blew up. And then people were like, you know, QAnon was the number one thing on 8chan. And how QAnon was like becoming this huge thing. And then it was too late. It was a movement. It was Reddit banned QAnon posts, but it was too late because they were already mobilizing on 8chan. And the people on 8chan, the creator of 8chan, was like, fuck it, I need to quit. And then so these guys bought it from him, and then they were these free speech, these people who really believed in free speech. And then the creator of 8chan was trying to fucking take 8chan down because they were like, oh, this isn't right. Anyway, it's fantastic, this documentary. It's like 6 episodes long. And the reason why you know that it's good is because my dad said it was boring. But it was just crazy to hear about these QAnon motherfuckers, man. Like, just insane. Like, they just leached on to the fucking Save the Children thing. Where it's like, everyone's like, hey, what's up with, like, QAnon would be like, well, do you believe in QAnon? And you'd be like, nah, all that stuff sounds crazy. And they'd be like, well, what about the Save the Children thing? You believe children should be saved, right? And then people were like, I mean, yeah. Well, who wouldn't? Okay, cool, then you're with us. And then some idiots would just be like, okay, let's do it. Fuck it. It's just like, dude, who, it's like, hey, they shouldn't. You hate Chris D'Elia's comedy? Yeah. Well, what, dude, do you like when they just fucking blow up buildings for no reason? No. Well, Chris D'Elia believes that you shouldn't blow up buildings for no reason, right? So he's funny, right? I don't know, man. I guess so. Here's a free ticket. Well, I said, here's a fucking free ticket. Come. Okay. Followers, man. You know, and it's just, it's just odd because people are so susceptible to shit. I mean, they think that babies are being eaten by Hollywood elite. I was in Hollywood, you know? I've been to the parties. Zero babies were being eaten. They don't even fucking eat carbs. Do you know what I'm talking about? They don't even eat carbs. They're fucking vegan. It's just... But I came out to this thing with a... I don't even know if I believe free speech in free speech anymore. I mean, I think it's important. I think free speech... I think there should be free speech. But like hate speech is fucking insane. And I also... Here's another thing that I think would fucking absolutely fix it. No anonymous shit ever again. You have an account online, you post, you sign, everybody knows that that's you. No doxing. Doxing is fucking shitty as fuck, because that's free speech too. Doxing. You can go out there and be like, yo, this is Tom Cruise's address. Free speech. But it's fucked up. It's absolutely fucked up. So that free speech, am I for doxing? No, not for that. I think if you sign in, I think everybody who goes online has to speak as themselves. If I sign into wherever, Twitter, 8chan, 8kun now is what it is, fucking Instagram, it's Chris D'Elia, no dummy accounts, right? If you're looking at my story, I know you saw it. There's no dummy, there's no finsta, there's no bullshit. You know how much that would curb violence? You know how much that would curb violence? So much. People be like, well, I hate Jews, but I don't want everybody to know about it. What about that plan? No? Whatever. I'm just a fucking comedian. I'm just like, this doxing shit's got to go. I got to start doxing people, man. Just straight up. People who disagree with me. Just be a motherfucker on my Instagram story. So here's somebody who said something about me, and here's where they live. Go, babies! And they just show up, and they just start going, just like, they just start going, oh, outside of their house.
Oh, you got doxed.
I dox people with crazy cool shit though, man. Grab a bunch of fucking fruit and just throw it on their lawn. Doesn't really affect them, but they know what's up. So I had to go to the bathroom. Thank you guys for still sticking around. We put a cut in there. We were on a YouTube. I was on YouTube, and One Fire said that there was somebody getting mad because they said, oh, yeah, Patreon is supposed to be uncut. And it was like, there's still cuts in it. It's like, dude, that doesn't mean that we're going to leave in the fucking moments that lag or the moments I have to go take a piss. Anyway, this is something I actually can't even believe that is a real thing. This fucking... First of all, dude, on TikTok, it's called the Getting Arrested Challenge. Okay, listen here, all right? Not everything's a fucking challenge, okay? Let's just call this, I don't even like that it's a trend, but let's call it that. That's what it is, all right? Or it's just a thing that people are doing. But this Getting Arrested Challenge, dude, where they just, I don't know how, I get how one person has this stupid idea. But I don't get how everyone then starts doing it. I know that there is a big portion of the people doing it as a joke and making fun of the people who actually do it, but they're making fun of people who actually do it. There are people who actually do it. And I'm great. Spilled the LaCroix. Yes, dude. Got something here. Gonna go. Look at that, dude. Look at that. That just wipes it right up. It just wipes it right up. Spilled the LaCroix and it just wipes it right up. And then you just put it down and it is drier than the Sahara. Look at that. Would you look at that? But this TikTok Getting Arrested Challenge. How about the Getting Arrested Challenge is going up and punching a cop in the face? That's a challenge. And then running away. Can you get away or do you get arrested in this Get Arrested Challenge? But dude, they this is a TikTok where these guys pretend to struggle up against the wall while they're getting handcuffed and looking at their significant other and being like,
don't worry about it, babe. Giving him a wink or some shit. And they put like colorful lights in the background, like sirens are blaring. Dude, you're in your bedroom. What's wrong? This is by Deaf Noodles. Oh, wait, was this even by them or what? No, this is just the person who posted it. The TikTok is fucking... Here, OneFire sent me the original version. TikTok, it's Tommy Talk? Jesus, that sounds like somebody who'd do it. Here we go. I saw the life inside. Hands on your back. Boys, and then they turn, and then they're struggling still. Oh, and he says, I love you. Oh, he says, I love you to his significant other. And he's got a Letterman jacket on, and that's it. No shirt underneath it, and it's falling off his shoulders while he's getting arrested. And there's another kid also next to him getting arrested. The way less good-looking one, dude. How hilarious is that, that the fucking good-looking one is in the forefront and the less good-looking one is in the back? That's like his little brother that was like, I do it too. Let me do the getting arrested challenge with you, Tommy Talk. POV, the brothers in crime turned themselves in. Oh, dude. What is going on? Nope, can't play it. Gotta stop it. Dude, that's hilarious. Are there more? Here's another one. Oh, wow. Ooh, they turned him around. Ooh, they pushed him up against the back to turn him around. Oh, Ace Ventura, how he did it. Oh, growling and blowing out of his... Oh, winked at her! Him, probably. Who are we kidding? Dude, here's the deal, man. He goes like this, and he turns around, and he turns around like this. Ace Ventura, dude, on the catwalk, getting arrested, but still modeling. Dude, hey, I get it now. Strictly for gay guys. You know? It's strictly for gay guys. We figured it out. We cracked the code. It's strictly for gay guys. Dude, how the Rihanna song is chopped and screwed. I found a lot of brutal. Wow, dude. The internet is, you know what it is there's too many people, and so this stuff's going to exist because the internet is there, so we all get to watch it. Thanks, guys. Everyone's talking about how cringe it is. Look at the article here on sportskita.com. They're just like, just as one TikTok trend ends, another begins. The newest growing challenge on the platform, getting arrested challenge, showcases content creators, yada, yada. Somebody writes, but this is what the things are, beyond disgusting and insensitive. TikTok's bizarre new getting arrested challenge slammed online. What's disgusting and insensitive about it? Like, that's the thing. They're going to turn this into a race thing. Watch. Here's the thing. And then they add tweets here. I need the getting arrested TikTok trend to be explained to me. Do y'all think it's hot? It's nauseating to me personally. Okay, fine. That's fine, dude. That's fine. Just want to know why all these Caucasians on TikTok are fetishizing getting arrested. There we go. Already a race thing. Second tweet in. Let's guess. It's a white person? Yep. White person. White people have problems with that. White people have problems with white people. White people eat their own. It's so crazy. Isn't that... Dude, white people are just fucking... What are the animals that eat their children? There's animals out there that end up eating their offspring. That's what white people do. Not all white people, by the way. Some white people are down-ass motherfuckers. But white... That's the fucking the thing that happened with the Jeopardy thing. It's white people going after Mike Richards. They fucking, and nobody's standing up for him, dude. Here we go. They just cringe. The POV is all cringe. Everyone say, who are these people sexualizing getting arrested on TikTok? Whatever. Why not make it a racial thing? Fuck it. Why not? It's racist. I lose. It's racist. It's hate crime to do that. There's so many challenges, dude. Even Kristen, we were filming a video for YouTube. This fall decor video to put it up on our house. It's up on my YouTube. And she was like, put these pillows on the couch like how you think they are. I said, oh, really? I'm going to fuck it up. She's like, no, but it's a challenge. And she gave me 5 pillows. I'm like, dude, it's not, this isn't a challenge, you know? Like, just, this is putting pillows down. God. This sleepwalking woman, long overdue to talk about this. Best of Selena Spooky Boo viral sleepwalking TikTok videos compilation. Oh, she goes outside? Bro, people who go outside sleepwalking are awake. Okay? I don't believe you. Okay? You may be in your brain may be broken, but you're awake. Okay? It was snowing out, okay? You woke up. If you didn't wake up beforehand, you definitely woke up when your feet hit the ice. I mean, my brother sleepwalked once and he walked out of the room and pissed down the laundry chute. He thought it was the toilet. And I can buy that. I sleepwalked into my parents' room once when I was a kid. And I went, and then I was like, Dad, come in my room. I don't feel good. And he came in my room and I got into bed and I said, hey, Dad, when is a fire not a fire? And he said, I don't know, when it's out. And then I said, yeah. And I went back to sleep. That's it. I had a fever though, but I had a fever that day. So that's the sleepwalking I can get behind. But the people who fucking like wake up and drive to St. Louis, you're awake. You just took a road trip. Even if you go to the fridge and start eating, just because you don't remember what happened doesn't mean you're sleepwalking. Also, why does this woman have cameras all around her house? That's weird as fuck, dude. It seems so set up, but she's laughing at it like the shit. Wow, sleepwalking and carrying things? Going outside again? Oh, another person's walking by? And throwing sodas on the lawn. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
These sleepwalking clips are,
walks around. Getting salt. I just think this is amazing, dude. I don't know. Maybe it is real. I'm no doctor. I mean, Kristen talks in her sleep sometimes. The other night we were watching that QAnon thing and she fell asleep before me and she goes like this. She says, I guess it just never ends. And I was like, what? What? And she said, I guess it just never ends. I said, what? And she said, QAnon. Bro. Talking in your sleep is so fucking... She talks in her sleep so much. It's hilarious. One time, one of my exes was talking in her sleep, and she was like, we gotta get the birthday cake. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And sure enough, a week later, it was my birthday, and she threw me a surprise party. I was like, oh, you ruined it in your sleep, and I had no idea, dude. She was nice. Sleepwalking, dude. You know in the movies how they do it like this, like zombies? My brother pissed down the laundry chute. One time when I was a fucking kid, I had that onesies. You ever zip up your penis in the onesies, dude? One time I zipped up my balls in the onesies and forget it, dude. I felt like I was good. I felt almost like I fainted. I was like weak in my knees, bleeding out of my balls, screaming. And my mom was like, what happened? What happened? I was like, I zipped up my balls. Just fucking blood spurting out of my balls. Wow, dude. It's hard figuring it out. Calvin had a boo-boo the other day, and he just keeps pointing to it saying, boo-boo, Boop Boop. Oh, it's so cute, dude. I love that motherfucker. I went to go put him to bed last night. And I went to go put him in the crib. And he was like, no, dad, 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 dad. And he was like grabbing my shirt. Dad, 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 dad. I was like, okay, let's go fucking sit in the chair a little bit longer. I sit him in the chair and I'd be like, it's okay. It's all right, buddy. Just chill. And then he would just fucking pop up, look at me and say, dad, dad. And I'd say, I'm still here. And he would put his head back on my shoulder. And I'd be like, don't worry about it, buddy. And then I went to go put him back in the crib again. He was like, no, dad, 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 dad. And he just stiffed up. I'm like, okay, let's go back to the chair. And then he would just fucking crying for no reason. And then look back up and he was like, dad, dad. And he would look up at me. Face would be right here. And he'd just be like, dad, dad, dude. And it was so cute, man. We do this thing. Kristen started it, but she'll try and like, kiss, he'll like hurt his foot or hurt his shoulder or hurt his face or something, and then he'll walk over to her and she'll be like, I'll make it all better, and she goes mwah, and she kisses wherever the boo-boo is, and she'll say it's all better, and he'll stop crying. So now she was out today, and he had like a little scab on his knee, and he was just like, boo-boo, and I said, yeah, that's your boo-boo, and he kissed it himself, dude, and he goes mwah, and kissed his fucking cut on his knee himself, dude, and my heart melted, dude. It was so cute, man. Love that boy, man. Love that boy. Hugged me, gave me a kiss on my fucking, he just went mwah, mwah. He's just beautiful, man. Kristen and I played that fucking game on Twitch, Outlast 2. Bro, I jumped like 2-3 times in that game. It's scary as fuck, man. You have to hide under a bed, and then the fucking demons are like, and look under the bed, and you go, whoa, in real life. Bro, it's scary, dude. I want to play Resident Evil, because I think that that's scary, too. But that Outlast 2 video game? Oh, it's annoying, though. You don't get to attack people, man. All these video games are making it too like real life. I want to attack motherfuckers. Give me a machete and a fucking pistol. You're walking around with a camera. You're walking around with a camera after a helicopter crashed. Don't you at least have fucking, what do you call it, flares? You fucking crash and you just got this camera and you got to document shit. Bro, I don't even document shit in real life except my son. These video games, man. And then they're like, play Until Dawn. And it's like, that game, all you do is walk around and ask people questions. The video game fucking a long time ago, Bobby Lee tried to get me to get. I got it. And I played it. And I started the video game. And you start being born. You start by, seriously, you start by coming out of your mom's wuss. Hey, I want to do video games when the guy's already all up to speed. I don't need, dude, it's a game about, it's an open world game where you're like shooting guns and killing aliens, and you start coming out of your mom's dugout. Dude, I don't need to be born in the video game unless the video game is about babies or your mom's hatchet wound. So gross, but we're real. I would get rid of just goes like this. Dude, you know what I'm talking about? Don't make a video game where the beginning of it is you're opening your eyes for your first time and your mom's fried butterflies behind you. Just give me the gun, let's go. Give me the gun, where are the power packs? Never needs to be a baby involved, okay? The video game started with, push, one last push, here he is. And then you hear yourself going, give me the fucking lightsaber, dude. I'm ready to go. Because here I am, adult me, like, already did this stuff in real life. We got past the boring shit. Bro, there was a fucking, and you have to grow up with the kid. I mean, it all takes like 20 minutes. But it's like, dude, I don't want to wait. Fuck all these cutscenes. Something smells weird here. What is it? Oh my God. Then lift? Question mark. Box. I guess I got to lift it. Ah, sure enough, it's a dead fish. I might have to keep it for later. Keep? Circle. Okay. Keep. You already have too many things in your utility pack. Well, fuck. Get rid of one? X. Okay. X. What would you like to get rid of? I don't know. Here are your items. Oh, for fuck, dude. Give me the gun. Video games is getting more boring than real life, dude. There's going to be a, you know, I guarantee you. First of all, there's Goat Simulator or some shit. Eh? People are like, play that. It's actually fun. Keep it. No, keep it. Keep it in the shelf. No, keep it. I swear to God, there's going to be a game called like fucking Fathering. And it's just going to be like, clean up this mess? X. Ask wife to do it? Box. Or, you know what you can do to make everyone happy? Just make it so the video game is banging, but you can do whatever you want in the world and don't have to do the missions. Like Grand Theft Auto. You can go fuck hookers, pay them, kill them, take the money. Or you can do the missions where you gotta rob shit and fucking shoot people and whatever. Or, you know what you can do in GTA? Chill. You could just drive around. That's boring as fuck. But for all the boring ass motherfuckers that want to do them boring ass cutscenes, just do that. Just do that. Just drive around. Look at the sunset. Make friends with a homie. You could just walk up to someone and be like, what's up? Dude, the fucking thing that I sent you guys the other day, the fucking, can you send me it? What is it? Let me find it. This shit made me laugh, bro. I'm trying to look for it. My brother loves shit like this. Hey, fuck you, or whatever it was. Here, let me find it. God damn it. Here it is. I want to apologize on YouTube, it's called. I got it.
What's up,
yo,
with?
What's up? You're getting on my fucking nerves, all right?
Hey, fuck you, bitch.
You are dead meat. I want to apologize.
Dude, video games aren't caught up to real life, you know? They try to make them like real life by having you be born, but then it's like, dude, the shit talking is unreal. Hey, fuck you, motherfucker. Click, click, pick a gun out. I want to apologize. This has 16 million views, dude. Unreal. What is this game? I don't even know. GTA? It's GTA, right? I want to play it, dude. Guy goes in, gets it. Like, people are like, oh, video games are getting so real. And then just imagine if this happened in real life.
What's up,
yo,
with?
What's up? You're getting on my fucking nerves, all right?
Hey, fuck you, bitch.
You are dead meat. I want to apologize.
You are dead meat. You are dead meat. I want to apologize. Dude, it's so good. You're getting on my fucking nerves. You are dead meat. I want to apologize. Just got possessed. You are dead meat. I want to apologize. Oh, there's more? There's more, dude.
Hey, dude.
Hello?
Yo! What it do? Man, you suck.
You fucking idiot!
Would you fuck off?
You are dead meat. I want to apologize.
So quick, dude! Ah, so quick! You are dead meat. I want to apologize. Dude, that is absolutely great, dude. Oh, let's watch that again. Holy fucking shit. That one's even better than the one I saw. Jesus Christ.
Hey, dude.
Hello?
Yo! What it do? Man, you suck.
You fucking idiot!
Would you fuck off?
You are dead meat. I want to apologize.
As if someone put, you'd just be that chill about it. I want to apologize. Like, dude, you are, you are dead meat. I want to apologize. Look, man, I'm out of line here. I want to apologize. While a gun's on you, just not shitting your brains out. Oh, fuck. These are great, dude. Oh, fuck. I didn't know there were more than one. Let's look and see if there's more. Oh, man. I guess those are the only two. But hold on, hold on. What's this one? What's a GTA random NPC conversations? These are make me laugh, dude.
Hey, what up, my nigga?
Hey.
What it do? Bitch.
Hey, ass face.
Weirdest.
I beat the shit out of lesser men than you.
Weirdest conversation ever so far.
You screwed with the wrong rent-a-car.
Oh, he hit him.
I need me some meat, some real meat.
I'm hungry for
some chunk meat.
Not listening to each other.
Wow, that's real madness right there. All right, fair enough. Yo, what's up?
Wow, you know?
So where you from, homeboy?
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Bitch.
Motherfucker.
This is
messed up.
Honestly?
Lame ass bitch.
I don't care. I don't really give a fuck.
Punk.
I swear to God, this is like a David Lynch movie. It's so weird. I don't really give a fuck for no reason with a has a motorcycle helmet on. I want to apologize. Oh, there's more. I want to apologize? Hold on.
I'm gonna rip you apart.
No.
I
meant.
I want to apologize.
I was stuck in traffic.
Dude, it happened so quick.
Hello? Yo. Motherfucker.
Asshole!
Hey, fuck you, bitch.
You are dead meat.
I want to apologize.
Yo,
you're getting on my fucking nerves.
That one's the one that we just saw. Oh, man. Dude, this is Wanfire just sent me this. I guess this is now 2 days before this other getting arrested challenge. POV, I turn myself in. Fake situation, it says, by Tommy Talk. Wow. This is another one. Let's watch this one.
I saw the
hands on your back. Babe. Oh, he just does it again? It's the same guy? Just look, so sultry while he's getting arrested. Always has a different necklace on, too. It was a hanky, and now it's a fucking pearl necklace. And, dude, the back of his fucking thing is always so far back. The back of his shirt is always so far back because it's falling off. Needs to show his back muscles. Ah. God, what if that's really how you got arrested? The cop would be like, what the fuck are you doing? You can go.
I stayed a licensed friend.
If I ever get arrested, I'm going to play that part, the diamond song, and just be when the cops all on me, just acting over it. Look to whoever's near me. Babe, I love you. Cop's like, what the fuck? Just go, dude. Was going to arrest you for first degree murder, but this is skeeving me out. All right, that's cool. We're done. Dude, love you guys. You guys are a fantastic audience, and thank you so much for listening. We got that merch out. We've got a bunch of different merch. We've got new merch coming, right? Wanfire? We don't. No, we do. Not this time, but next week. No, I'm saying we got next week. Looking for some stuff, but nah. Maybe not, you know? Yeah, we got merch here. We got the life rips. We got the fucking be more memorable. And remember to fucking make friends in those comments and everything like that. Like and subscribe, dude. It really helps our shit. If you listen, if you stuck with us all the way here throughout this episode, you know what I mean? Dude, then maybe just like and subscribe would help us out. You stuck with us this far, so like and subscribe on the video. And thanks so much for listening. You guys are great, man. Have a good rest of your day or night. Hey guys, that's the end of the episode for YouTube. If you want the raw, uncut, and extended version, go over to our Patreon at chrisdalia.com/Patreon, and you can sign up and not only get the rest of this episode, but get the rest of every episode that has been, and then also a free episode a month, and you can get all those backlogged too. You have access to it immediately, and there's also behind the scenes. There's another fucking segment we do called Review Mode, and you get all that as well. And that's that. You guys are great. Thanks either way. Okay, here we go.